Look what the Bible says here. The wrath of God, that's what got me started down that path. The wrath of God is being revealed from heaven against all the godlessness and wickedness of men who suppress the truth by their wickedness. Have you ever known an age when people get so angry with Christians or with God? I am seeing it on TV. It is amazing at the animosity and hatred and anger that people feel toward any mention of God. It's amazing in this day and time. Since what may be known about God is plain to them because God has made it plain to them. What he's saying here now is, the wrath of God is being revealed. Note, present tense. Doesn't say past tense. Jim, that's Old Testament. No, it says being revealed. Present tense. Right now, right here, today, God's wrath is being revealed against the ungodliness and wickedness of men who suppress the truth by their wickedness, since what may be known about God is plain to them, because God has made it plain to them. How did God make it plain to them today? Look, through His creation. For since the creation of the world, God's invisible qualities, that is, His eternal power and His divine nature, have been clearly seen by being understood from what has been made, so that, look at the bottom line, so that men are without excuse. Somebody dies, stands before God and says, I never knew you existed. God is going to say, liar. I was all around you in everything that I created. Even though you may not have heard of the gospel or even heard of Jesus Christ, still you are without excuse, because my being was plainly there, written on everything you looked at. You are without excuse. Let me read a little further. Most of you know this downward spiral. Watch what happens here. For although they knew God, look at that. Although they knew God, they neither glorified Him as God nor gave thanks to Him. But their thinking became futile and their foolish hearts were darkened. Although they claimed to be wise, they became fools and exchanged the glory of the immortal God for images made to look like mortal man and birds and animals and reptiles. Oh, but now, Pastor Jim, I have never worshipped an idol. I can just hear people that say that. What is an idol? An idol is anything that supplants God in your life. An idol is anything that becomes more important to you and takes the place of your worship and your service to God. An idol can be a material thing, i.e., a house, a boat, a car. It can be a philosophical thing, in a sense, a career, a belief, even a religious thing. An idol is anything that supplants God in your life, and you no longer worship and serve Him as the God of the Bible reveals Him. This is why we never tell people in a worship service, just worship God in your own way. No. There is a prescribed way in the Word of God that we are to worship Him as God. We come that way. Where they got that idea, I have no idea. I know nothing about it because it's not true. Nowhere in the Scripture does it say, just worship God in your own little way. Why do you think the whole point of the tabernacle and the temple is about? There is a true God, and approaching Him has to be done the scriptural way. Worship of Him has to be done the scriptural way. You and I cannot worship God just any way we want to. We cannot take the worship service and make it a feel-good experience. It's supposed to glorify God. For although they knew God, now I could apply this to the seeker-friendly model.